We've talked a lot this year about manufacturing going overseas. The presidential candidates did a lot, too. Here's another instance. This time, it's about roller coasters. The World's Jason Margolis has our story.
In the 1950s, Walt Disney wanted to build something the world had never seen. A roller coaster using tubular steel track that allowed for more twists and turns. He turned to a local California company to build the Matterhorn bobsleds, an iconic ride still today. These days, the roller coaster business operates quite differently. Each year, amusement park operators congregate for a week in Orlando at the annual trade show expo for IAPA. That's short for the International Association of Amusement Parks and Attractions. Park executives stroll the floor inspecting everything from a 16-foot gumball machine.
It's got a big handle. It makes a lot of noise.
To stuffed animals, games of chance, and the latest flavors of fudge. And of course, park operators meet with engineers who build roller coasters too.
When we go to a company, we really just say longest, tallest, fastest, or something that no one's ever done.
Rob Decker is with Cedar Fair Entertainment, which owns 11 parks in North America. Their park, Cedar Point, in Sandusky, Ohio, is known for pushing the extremes. They built the first coaster over 200 feet high in 1989. 11 years later, they topped 300 feet.
And once you hit 300, 400 is on the horizon. So we built Top Thrill Dragster in 2003. 420 feet tall, a launch coaster that goes 0 to 120 miles per hour in under 4 seconds.
That's like racing up a 40-story building, then plunging straight back down. For their biggest, baddest rides, Cedar Fair has turned to Swiss and German manufacturers. I heard this from a lot of park operators.
They were willing to take a chance to build something that had world domination, world record scale, and not feel like they had to repeat that ride and duplicate that somewhere else to make their commercial enterprise, you know, viable for them.
The only roller coaster designer that's topped 400 feet, and they've done it 3 times, is Swiss-based Intamin. Company president Sandro Kernex was at their booth. I asked how they and other Swiss-German companies came to dominate.
Well, basically, there is a long history in Germany of building amusement rides and also precision engineering design.
What's your highest one?
The highest one, I believe, is 457 feet.
That is really high. How high can you build? What is the limit?
Well, there is actually no limit. It is basically everything depends on the ride experience and also the cost.
Big roller coasters typically cost $25 to $35 million. American builders used to rule this market, but when it comes to the premier marquee steel coasters, the ones you look at and say, no way I'm getting on that, Switzerland and Germany have been on top for about 20 years.
It really comes down to, you know, German and Swiss engineering. That's terrible. I should not do foreign accents.
I think his accent is pretty good. Martin Lewison is an assistant professor of business management at Farmingdale State College in New York, where he studies the amusement park industry.
I've ridden 1,478 roller coasters.
Besides top engineering, Lewison says the Swiss-German manufacturers have also built better business models. Historically, they've been more diversified, selling other products from ski lifts to agricultural machinery.
It's a tough business, so these companies come into and go out of existence with sort of disheartening regularity.
So during tough economic times when amusement parks hold back on big purchases, it helps to have other products to sell too. One company that understands this is Mack Rides in Germany. Maximilian Rusa heads marketing for the company.
The Mack company is now 236 years old, so we opened up our business in 1780.
Well, surely you weren't making roller coasters back then, right?
No, not really. We came from the manufacturing of carts, mainly for bringing the wood from the Black Forest down to the Rhine River.
From there, they moved on to carnival rides and eventually the big steel coasters. But in this business, you're only as good as your latest creation. Mack is now looking to virtual reality. Every ride is different, a journey through the desert, the mountains, wherever.
Each and every passenger gets a goggle. It's synchronized with the roller coaster, so you won't get motion sickness because your brain is feeling on the same as you're seeing, and therefore you won't get motion sick on these rides.
Are you sure?
Totally sure.
If he's right, the Swiss Germans could enjoy many more years on top. For the World, Jason Margolis, Orlando.